It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney wrapped up a week-long foreign trip today with a speech in Warsaw, Poland. His trip overseas, which began in London and then on to Jerusalem, was designed to bolster Romney's foreign policy credentials, but instead it's been riddled with gaffes and controversy. Joining us now from Warsaw is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So Mitt Romney delivered a final speech today there in that city before heading back to the U.S., and what were his main points?
Well, the main focus of the speech really wasn't a foreign policy speech. It was praise for Poland. He called the country an economic and political success story. He said he and all Americans are inspired by the path of freedom tread by the people of Poland, and that the country, in his words, is an example and defender of freedom. He mentioned Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa and the work of the late Pope John Paul II. His advisors had warned, you know, not to expect new foreign policy positions, Renee, during this trip or today. And Romney did not lay out any new ideas today. In a speech earlier this year, he drew criticism even from some fellow Republicans when he said Russia is America's, quote, number one geopolitical foe. Today, Renee, he didn't elaborate or expand on the U.S.-Russia relationship other than saying that in Russia, quote, once promising advances toward a free and open society have now faltered.
Well, during this trip, as I just mentioned, the media has paid a lot of attention to diplomatic missteps, first in London and then comments Romney made in Israel that angered Palestinians. Today, it was a Romney aide who had to apologize to reporters because he lost his temper. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's right. Tempers sort of rising between the traveling press corps and the Romney campaign. Governor Romney has done some TV interviews, Renee, but he has not held any media availability for the traveling American press corps since taking a few questions in London at the beginning of this trip. And today, when some reporters who've been traveling with him shouted questions his way after a wreath-laying ceremony, a Romney press aide told one reporter to, quote, shove it, among other things. The aide later apologized and said he lost his temper and that it was inappropriate. But this comes after the flap over comments Romney made at a fundraiser just before leaving Israel, in which he suggested cultural differences between Israelis and Palestinians, you know, were important factors as to why Israel is so much more economically successful than the Palestinians. Palestinian officials called that simplistic and racist. The Romney camp said the comments were taken a bit out of context. And then there was the stumble in London where Romney questioned the UK's readiness to host the Games on the eve of the Olympics. That drew criticism from the British media, London's mayor, and others.
Well, yesterday in the city of Gdańsk, there in Poland, Romney picked up the support of someone who might seem very important, quite a famous person, former President Lech Wałęsa. But that also turned out not to be without controversy.
Well, that's right. I mean, Wałęsa is an icon here. He praised Romney in remarks after a closed-door meeting. The Solidarity leader, former leader, basically endorsed Romney. He said Romney's leadership is needed now for the U.S., for Europe, and for the world. But the trade union organization Solidarity here quickly issued a fairly strong statement criticizing Romney, saying he's been hostile to workers' rights and unions during his business career. Solidarity said it had no role in Romney's visit and distanced itself from Wałęsa's comments and the candidate's visit.
Why was Poland part of this three-country trip?
Well, in Romney's speech today, he mentioned Poland as an important U.S. ally, and he praised Poland as a free market economic success story. And the country is doing better, Renee, than the rest of Europe, which is still mired in the euro debt crisis. Poland is not part of the eurozone, and last year, the country registered solid growth above 4%. The speech today was, you know, warmly received here by Poles, and the visit may help him shore up support among American Catholics and Polish American voters. It was interesting to note that both in Gdańsk and in Warsaw, Polish citizens I spoke with so far have said, you know, they were a bit surprised Romney was here for 2 days. One man in Gdańsk said, impossible, we're such a small country. Why is such an important person coming here?
NPR's Eric Westervelt speaking to us from Warsaw, Poland. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.